Morning. I'd like to discuss the topic of Meleches Zeraya, one of the Lamaches Melachis. There's almost no connection, I suppose, to this week's Parsha, but I was thinking last night that we say in Haggadah, V'rov, Kemo Shenemar, V'vovo, Kitzema, Chasode, Nesatich. The way Hashem makes an analogy, he multiplies it like the grass, like the greenery, Tema Chasod, and I saw the article Haggadah quotes the name of the Ritva, that in the same way that grass grows with little human input, it just sows the seeds, often doesn't even do that, the wind disperses the seeds, so too the Yidden Mitzrayim multiplied with almost no input of their own, miraculously, Tema Chasod, like the plants, like the seeds of the earth. Meleches Zeraya actually appears in the Mishnah in Daf Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, and as the very first is Hazareya. The Gemara actually questions, it's not the first, because you have to plow before you seed. The Gemara says a ton of Eretz Yisrael, because he's talking about Eretz Yisrael, where they used to plow after the sowing. In any event, be it the first or the second of the Lamaches Melachos, it is one of the Lamaches Melachos, and I'd like to basically focus the shiur on a discussion which is mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch in two places, both in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, when he goes to all the Lamaches Melachos, called Moisach HaShabbos, and later in the Reish Tzadik Ched, and center it on a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, whose source is a Rambam in Perek Ches in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechaber Paskins in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Seif Yudalef. Hashoyre chitim usta'oyre mukiyotem v'mayim. Somebody soaks seed, wheat seeds or barley seeds, or the like, in water. Hareza tolda zerea, this is a tolda of sowing, v'chayev v'cholshu, and he is chayev even for the smallest amount. Zerea is one of those melachos where there is no minimal share, even the smallest seeds are minute, even the smallest amount, one is chayev, and of course when the Chabad uses the term chayev, it means it's midiraisa ofi, chayev chatos. The Magid Mishnah quote as a source to this Rambam, that putting seeds in water is tolda of zerea, the Magid Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Gamad on the base. He says that's the source of the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham actually says that, on the contrary, not only does that Gemara not seem to be a source of this halacha, it seems to actually say the opposite. Because the Gemara in Tzadik Gamad in Zvochim says as follows. The memory of Rava, I won't quote all the Loshim, but to the relevant bit, the Gemara says that Rava said, Zorak Pishton Lamayim Chayv, somebody throws flax seeds in water, he's chayav achatos. Flax seeds. So the Gemara says, my Tama, what's the reason for this? V'chitayim mishum demakdach, the Rashi says, makdach means tremeach v'mayim, they grow in the water, to have your lozria, and therefore it's like sowing. Ihochi chiti sa'ara nama, if so then wheat and barley too. Why talk about flax? Any seeds, wheat and barley as well. So the Gemara says, no. Hamach yisluhu riri. Flax seeds, they send forth riri. I saw this morning the article renders that as mucus. Some sort of a mucus comes out of these seeds. And the Gemara says, and ka'ovid lisha. And the problem therefore is lisha. Lisha, of course, is another malacha that you're not allowed to join together through the substance of liquid particles of solid, that's lisha, and flax seeds, when you place them in water, some mucus comes out, they join together, and it becomes like one substance, and it's meleches lisha. And that, by the way, is a halacha which is gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Mem, the end of Siman Shin Mem. It says this halacha that if you throw flax seeds in water, you're over meleches lisha. It would seem apparent from that Gemara that there is no problem on Zriya, because the Gemara said, what's the problem of throwing flax seeds in water? Zriya? Then that should apply to wheat and barley too. So that's not the problem. What then is the problem? Lisha. And that is specific to flax seeds. So how indeed can the Rambam write, if you put chitim and sa'om in water, it's a told of Zriya, perhaps that was a hamamin in the Gemara and Zvachim, but the conclusion of the Gemara and Zvachim seems to be otherwise, that there is no problem of Zriya by putting seeds in water. The Gemara seems to actually contradict the Rambam. So that is question that Magen Avraham over here raises. So Chini says the Rizochim Sazdalad quotes the Gemara, Mashma the Echaiv Ela Bepishton Mishim Losh Ava Bechitius Ari Potu Mish Kotu Sinu Shimen Sifius Beis Atzer, where it says the Halacha of Echaiv by Pishton Al Felisha. So says the Magen Avraham, Yesh Lema the Bepishton Chayiv Tekev Kishanois Me Bema Mishim Losh. By Pishton you chayiv immediately, as soon as you put flax seeds in water, immediately you chayiv up Melech Felisha, because this occurs very fast and they join together, and you chayiv because of joining, lechet lishon needing. Aval b'chitim u'sa'orim, ein lechayiv, ele b'sheire z'man oruch, k'mo echad tiyon. There, you don't chayiv immediately, only if you soak them for a rather longer period of time. For example, he says half a day. U'lehochi nokat ha'sheire, that's why indeed, the Loshan of the Gemara here was Zorak Pishton b'man. The Gemara says that only applies indeed to Pishton because of Lisha, but the Rambam changed the Loshan of the Gemara, it's ha'sheire chitim u'sa'orim, somebody who soaks, so he says the Loshan Sharia is mashma, the one leaves it there for a longer period of time, that would qualify as zerea. It's interesting that Magen Avraham, of course, was an Achron, that he was Nisnabe. There's a parish in the Frankel Rambam called Parish Kadmon in Mitzrayim, where he quotes that the Rambam seems received a lot of flack for his psak of Ansher Echitim Usher Deman, that Rambam writes that a lot of people say, how can I write that shalocha? And he responds in Arabic. I couldn't quite follow the Arabic, but in he renders it into Hebrew, and in Lashon Kodesh it says there, this part of the Magen Avraham, the Rambam says, I only wrote Hashayre, if you leave it there for a long amount of time, then you chayv by chitim u'sa'orim. The Gemara wasn't discussing that. By pishton you chayv immediately, but by chitim u'sa'orim you chayv after a long amount of time. That is the halacha on which I want to base the shir in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, that where do we find this shtalt for this... the split that you're not chayv immediately for zereya, you chayv only after half a day. What's the reasoning behind that? Normally if you sow into the ground, one would think you chayv immediately, perhaps. Why over here, when you put seeds in water, you're not chayv immediately, says the Gemara in Zochim. Yet the Rambam says, after a certain amount of time, then you do become chayv. What lies behind that chiluk? So in order to explain this, I'm, as I said, repeating basically the thoughts of the Lenkes Chinuch on the subject. One has to go to the very heart of Meleches Zereya, a fundamental query into how Meleches Zereya works in the first place. And the problem is as follows. All Meleches Shabbos, normally you do the Melocha, you do the Meister HaMelocha, you do the act, and as soon as you've done the act, you've done the Melocha. You write. So you take pen to paper and you write something, and as soon as you finish putting the pen to paper, you've written something. That's right. Two oisias to be chayv midaraisa, but it occurs simultaneously with your action. Almost every melacha is like that. You build, you soisa, whatever it is. As you do it, it's done. There is, of course, a notable exception, and that is when you cook something. When you cook something, you will take some food, put it in a pot, place it on the fire. Have you yet done a melacha when you place food on the fire? Does anyone know? So, the Gemara in Shabbos in Davdalad Omid Aleph says there's an issa called Rediya Sapas. They used to attach the bread, I think, to the wall of the oven, and the Midrabanan is offered to remove those breads from the wall of the oven. It's called Rediya Sapas. And the Gemara says if a person puts breads into the oven on Shabbos, he tiru lirdos esapas, the Midrabanan waived, as it were, their prohibition, and permitted him to remove it. Kedei, I forget the exact lashon, kedei shalayovali day is a skila, so that he shouldn't allow it to actually bake and transgress the issa deraita and come the day is a chiv skila. So they permit him to be raised apart on Shabbos. So it's clear in that Gemara that if you place bread in an oven on Shabbos and you remove them before they bake, so you haven't done an issa deraita. And that stands to reason, because cooking is cooking. Putting something on the fire is not cooking, so it's only if it cooks that you've done an act of cooking. So it would seem, therefore, the Mechinuch deduces from the Gemara that the act of cooking is different to other melachas in that it's a melacha mumushaches, an elongated type of melacha which begins when you place the food on the fire, but doesn't end until the food which you place on the fire actually cooks. So what would be the halacha if you place food on the fire before Matzah Shabbos? 2-3 minutes before Mount Shabbos, before the Zman, you place your food on the fire. Even the least share of cooking is Ma'akal Ben Drosoy, which is at the very least a third cooked. In 3 minutes, this piece of meat is not even going to become a tenth cooked, let alone a third cooked. You place the food on the fire shortly before Mount Shabbos, and you leave it on the fire. And it cooks into Mount Shabbos. Are you over Melech's Bishul or not? So the mechitzinuch there is lechayim not, because if we see in the Gemara on Shabbos that placing food on the fire isn't in and of itself the melacha. The melacha is memusheches. It begins at the placing of food on the fire, but isn't ended. The Gemara melacha isn't there until the food is cooked. So like with all melachas Shabbos, you have to do the melacha on Shabbos. So it's over here, you'll have to have done the entire melacha on Shabbos. And if you place food on the fire before Matzah Shabbos, but it only cooks on Matzah Shabbos, you haven't completed your melacha on Shabbos, therefore you will not be chayav melachas bishul. I'm talking about the melacha of the rice of bishul. Melacha of the rice of bishul, you will not have transgressed. The Mechilich is quick to point out that I'm not saying, he says, that the melacha is merely allowing something to cook on Shabbos without you doing anything on Shabbos. If that's clear, if you place the pot on the fire on Erev Shabbos and you don't remove it and you allow it to cook on Shabbos, there clearly also you won't have done a melacha, because that's a rule in Hilchos Shabbos. Gemara says toiskim mayim lugina of the Shabbos, you're allowed to, that actually will come to maybe later on, is one of the Talmuds of Gemara, you're not allowed to water plants on Shabbos. Yet the Gemara says you're allowed to put your sprinkler on, as it were, before Shabbos begins and allow it to continue watering the plants on Shabbos, because you haven't done anything on Shabbos. I'm talking about midaraisa now, I'm not thinking about the drabonos. Midaraisa, you're allowed to do that because you're not doing anything on Shabbos. It clearly says, if you put a pot on the fire every Shabbos, although the cooking took place on Shabbos, you haven't done anything wrong. But equally, he says, if you put it on Shabbos and it doesn't cook till after Shabbos, you also haven't done anything wrong, because the melacha afiyam bishul is a process that begins with the putting on the fire and ends with the cooking on the fire, and both those parts need to be done on Shabbos. You need to put the pot on fire on Shabbos and need to cook on Shabbos as well. So says the Mechitzin, it's clear from the Gemara and Shabbat HaDalad, if you remove it before it gets cooked, you have done a melacha. That being the case, when one comes to Melech Zareah, one is faced with a bit of a problem. Because similarly, it would seem that if you simply put something in the ground on Shabbos and it doesn't take root, you haven't done Melech Zareah. There's a Gemara in a few places which says that putting a seed in the ground without it taking root, the Loshon HaGemara is command the manach bekadah domer. It's like lying in a box. The Gemara says this as far as Melech Tlish is concerned, for example, that to put somebody sowed something and then the next fellow comes along and takes it up. A couple of minutes later, he hasn't done Tlish because nothing's happened. They haven't taken root. The Gemara says, Legab Klaim, Le Sizra Karmachon Kiloy, you're not allowed to put seeds in a vineyard. If you put them in and you remove them before they take root, then it doesn't become osa, the kern doesn't become osa because it hasn't yet taken root. The Gabba Oimer, the Gemara Menachos, also says Oimer is only matir those seeds that have taken root before Tezayin Nissan, before that Korosa Oimer. Anything that has not yet taken root is command the manach bekada, not considered sown into the ground, not considered planted into the ground, so it doesn't become hutar with this year's Oimer. So, Lechoira, when is something considered planted, when you cover it with earth and it takes root into the ground, then it's considered planted. In the same way that with Melech's Bishul, when is something cooked, not as soon as you put it on the fire, but it takes time for it to cook. Similarly with sowing, L'cha'ira, when is something considered sown into the ground, when you sow it into the ground and it takes root into the ground, then it's considered sown into the ground. Until then, it's simply lying, as it were, in a box. Now, all that might not be terribly problematic if, like with cooking, it would be a matter of hours for the seed to take root. Then you could say Zareah begins when you put it in the ground and you leave it there till it takes root, you're over Melech Zareah. The problem is that the Mishnah in Masechet Shviyos teaches us there's a machlokes tanon, how long does it take for a Zareah to take root? So one Malama says it takes 30 days, the other Malama says it takes 2 weeks. The most lenient or chumrah d'kasher, depending obviously on what you're talking about, is that it takes 3 days. But no one posits an opinion that you can have a seed taking root in less than 3 days. So we're faced with a problem, therefore, the Achronim asked. How can the Torah have forbidden Melech Zareah, when if a person will be Zareah on Shabbos, it's impossible for his zera to have taken root on Shabbos. By definition, it'll take at least 3 days till it takes root. So l'chore, therefore, he has not done anything wrong on Shabbos. That's clear that if he plants on Thursday and it takes root on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Somebody, by the way, yesterday mentioned to me that there is a halacha brought down, you shouldn't cut your nails on a Thursday. But the tashlis is, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding. It's not because you're going to cause it to grow on Shabbos, you haven't really done anything wrong. It could be the tashlis, much more, but Mr. Gura seems to say the reason is more because since it'll start growing on Shabbos, it's lacking in covered Shabbos that you're cutting it to Shabbos, and meanwhile it begins to grow on Shabbos again, so it's a lacking in covered Shabbos, therefore do it on the Friday. But there's certainly nothing wrong in doing something on a Thursday to start growing on. So clearly, if you sow a seed in the ground on Thursday, there wouldn't be a problem at all. The problem can only begin if you sow the seed in the ground on Shabbos. But l'chore, doing it on Shabbos by itself, you haven't yet done anything because it's still lying in a box as well. When considered sown, when it takes root, but it only takes root on Monday. So how is it ever possible to transgress Melechah Zerea on Shabbos? That's the problem which the Achronim grapple with. So, because of this problem, the Rashash in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel on the Mishnah of Havereya says that we're making a mistake. Well, he says the Michas Chinuch doesn't quote him, but anyway, he says the Michas Chinuch is wrong. The Michas Chinuch learns that in the same way that you put bread in an oven, and the Gemara Shabbat Avdallah says you remove it before it gets baked, you haven't done a melacha. So the Michas Chinuch said, similarly, if you put bread in an oven before Matzah Shabbat and it cooks after Shabbat, the whole melacha has to be done on Shabbat. If it's done after Shabbat, you haven't done a melacha. So the Rashash not so. It must be, he says, not so, because by Zerea it's only going to take root after Shabbos. He says it must be that the Gemara Shabbos was specific, and Shabbat Kabbalah was specific to when the process was aborted. There the Gemara says that you haven't done the Melech of Bishul. You put something on the fire, or in the oven, and then it was removed before it baked, before it got cooked. That's not the Melech of Bishul. Bishul is only when you put something on the fire, and it ultimately gets cooked. But, says the Rosh Hashanah, there is no need that it should be cooked on Shabbos, as long as you allow the cooking process to complete itself, and that is Melechus Bishul, even if it cooks after Shabbos.
Retrospectively.
Either retrospectively, or yeah, it's like a condition. That's why I understood the Rosh Hashanah. The Melocha is the putting on the fire with the condition that it actually cooks. Otherwise, you haven't done cooking. Yeah, retrospectively is probably a good way. If you put them on the fire and it ends up cooking, then by putting it on the fire, you have done a melacha. Similarly, says Rosh Hashanah by Zerea, the same thing with tonight. If you plant something on Shabbos and you allow it to take root, whenever it will be Sunday, Monday, or in a month's time, then you have, by sowing it on Shabbos, done the melacha. So it's a chiddush, which I think a lot of Achronim will not agree with. Rosh Hashanah says you can put something on the fire on Mat Shabbos, apart from festival's problem of Hachona, behold, you'll be chayav chatos. You put it there a minute before Mat Shabbos, you'll be chayav chatos. Although it cooks maybe on a Sunday morning, doesn't matter, you've done your melacha on Shabbos, as long as you don't abort the process, and it's kind of machshavta, and it ends up cooking, you've done a melacha special on Shabbos. And the Rashash says, it must be so, because that's how every melacha zereya works. And that's what the Rashash says, indeed, taka by zereya. If you put something in the ground, and then a minute later you came along and pulled it out of the ground, there is moida, you won't have done anything wrong. In the same way that by Melechus Ofer and Bishul we say that if you remove the bread from the oven before it, they haven't done anything wrong, simply by Zerea. So he's saying two things. It's okay if it occurs after Shabbos. It's not okay if you remove it after you put it into the ground. That's how the Rosh Hashanah deals with this issue. But the Melechus Chinuch,
it comes according to Rosh Hashanah. If you serve something on the ground on Shabbos morning, and then Shabbos, you can't take it out of the ground.
Correct. But the Mishnah disagrees. The Mishnah says that there's no difference whether the process was aborted or not. We see, says he, from the Gemara in Daf Dalet, that it's a long process. Bishul, it begins with the placing on the fire and ends with the final cooking. And all that, he says, clearly must take place on Shabbos, because the whole Melacha must always be done on a Shabbos. And therefore he's left with the problem of how can Melacha Zerea ever be a melacha d'oraisa if the taking root takes place after Shabbat. Says the Mishnah Chinuch, it must be from here we see that indeed melacha d'oraisa has got nothing to do with taking root. The Gemara that he quoted, that it's commanded manach b'kava, it's simply like placed in a box and it's not considered planted into the ground, that is as far as klisha is concerned, you can pick it up from the ground, you're not being klisha. What else did we mention? It won't after the kerem, because it's not yet considered planted into the kerem. The omer won't be matter it, etc. But all that he says got nothing to do with the melacha called hazireya. Of course, that's not the term used in the Torah, but Chazal coined the melacha as hazireya. Melacha zariya, what's called zariya? Zariya is called putting something in the ground. A farmer comes home at night and his wife says, what did you say today? I sowed my field. He doesn't think about the fact that it's only going to take root in 3 days or 2 weeks or a month. The sowing has been completed today. Zariya is the mice of zariya, irrespective of the taking root. That is the Shema Malacha, to be Zareh. And he says, even by Klaim, so it says, Le Sizra Kamacha Klaim, he says, the person will put the seeds in the Kerem, till it's been over the land of Le Sizra. The Kerem won't become Osir to subsequently uproot it, or it won't become Osir until it takes root. That's a different point. But the Sizra Zariah has been done with the Maisah Zariah. And that is how he says we have to understand the Melech Zariah of the Shabbos. The Maisah Zariah, that is the Malacha. So much so, that he says, if you do a Maisah Zariah, and you come along 10 seconds later and pick it up, you're chayv chatos. Although by meleches oifer, the Gemara says clearly that in such an instance you're not chayv, that's because by meleches oifer, the melacha is only nigma with official. But by zriya, it cannot be that melacha is nigma with a taking root, because that by definition takes place after Shabbos. And in terms of the opinion, there's no difference between aborting the process or the process taking place after Shabbos. It must be that meleches zriya, the melacha is the actual night of zriya. And therefore, even if you subsequently pick it up, it doesn't make a difference. Ma'is is real, you've done. But you chayav chatos for the ma'is is real. So each shittah now has a kula and a chumra. According to the Minchas Chinuch, Melech Zareh has a chumra, that even if you pick it up afterwards, you've still done the ma'is is real. Melech Oifah, however, has a kula, that if the cooking takes place after Shabbos, you haven't done anything, because Melech Oifah is not like Zariah, and the cooking is part of the Melacha. According to the Shash, it's the reverse. Melech Oifah has a chumra, which you see, says the Shash from Zriya, that even if it cooks after Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference, as long as the process continues to its tachlis, you're chayev. And likewise, by Zriya, as long as it continues to its tachlis of Hashrosha, you're chayev. But the Kula Kun Shash is, if you pull it out on Shabbos, then you haven't done a block of Zriya, like the Gemara says by Oifad, if you remove it from the tunnel before it cooks, you haven't done a block of Afir. That is the Machlokes, and each one has Achronim supporting the Chalkas Yoyov, is of the opinion like the Rashash, and says the Masham, I believe, whereas the Dvar Avon and Avnei Nezer, they take on like the Minchas Chinuch. This is a very central, fundamental machlokes in Melech Zriya. Now, the Minchas Chinuch goes one step further, and he says, right, so we've established that being Zareah, the Ma'is Zriya is the Melech, irrespective of whether it takes root or not, the Ma'is Zriya is the Melech. But he says, that doesn't mean to say that the Hashrosha, the taking root, isn't also called Zariah. That's also called a Zariah. He quotes, as proof for this, the Halacha by Shviyat, by Shmita, that if somebody put something into the ground, according to each one, the Omar, Chomar, to the Isle, before Shmita, before Rosh Hashanah, so the Mishnah says, let's say within 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, within 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, whatever the case may be, the Mishnah says, he has to be Oikarit, lest it take root on Shmita. What would be the problem if it took root on Shmita? There's an issue to sow your field on Shmita. You might be wondering, why is it that on Shabbos we said that there's nothing wrong with doing it before Shabbos if it takes place on Shabbos, and by Shmita there is a problem? I'm not going into that. But that is a halacha, that you may not allow any of the Isurim on Shmita to take place on Shmita if you engineered it even before Shmita. But the problem is, why have I done Melech Zriya? Zriya I did before Shmita. The only thing that took place on Shmita was a taking root. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you see from that Mishnah, a taking root is also Zriya. So there are two components, or two separate chalokim in Melech Zriya, according to Minchas Chinuch. The Maisa Zriya is a Melocha. And even if you bought it later on, that's a Melocha. Further to that though, they seed taking root on Shabbos is also considered Zriya. And in fact, I saw the Dvar Avraham says it must be so, because we find that watering, like we mentioned earlier, watering is a told of Zariah. Why is watering a told of Zariah? You're not sowing anything, you're just causing something to grow. So you see that a component part of Zariah is taking root, or tzmicha, growth. That's also a component part of Zariah. That's why watering is also. So Zariah contains the element of taking root as well. Says the Mishnah Chinuch, that Lu Yitzuya, and in Mitzvah Tzadik Ches, he says he found a Yerushalmi who is happy to live with this Tziyo. The Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah and Shviyas, that a thing doesn't take root before 3 days, Al Piroi seems to not take root before 3 days. unless you know specifically otherwise. The Rishonim says that indeed it's possible a person should know that the particular seed on the particular land that he used, what he planted, did take root perhaps on the same day. The possibility exists. Says the Mechasimah, if a person will sow a seed on Shabbos in this particular area, this particular seed, where he can be sure, one can be sure, that it took root on that same Shabbos as well. He says, Rabbi Chaya, Tuchat Tois. Not, of course, he says, if there was no Yudia Bein Time, because then it's Behelem Achad, but Luyat Suya, there was a Yudia Bein Time, somebody told him, hey, you're not allowed to have done this, and then he subsequently forgot again, and he didn't uproot it, and he allowed it to take root. Rabbi Chaya, Tuchat Tois, because, says the Mechas Chinuch, the Melech Ezriya, I proved to you, was the Mice Ezriya on its own. But I've also proven to you, that taking root is also considered Zriya. And it's a Zriya which came back through your Maisa. It's not a Zriya that happened by itself, it came back through your Maisa. So that taking root is also Melech Zriya. And if you both did the Maisa Zriya and allowed it to take root, and the Yudia Bein Tam, you'll be Chayav Tuchat Tois. According to Rosh Hash, I don't think you can say this, because in Rosh Hash, on the contrary, Zriya isn't in and of itself a Maisa. It's only when it takes root. It's like Afiyah, according to Rosh Hash. It's one Melocha which conditional to the Zriya is that it takes root, but it's not two parts. The Mechas Chinuch established that Zriya is a Maisa in and of itself. He also proves, however, that taking root is also Zriya. So what is it? It's an independent problem. An independent Chelik of the Melacha, taking root. If the two things occur, then you have two Chatot. So with this in mind, the Mechas Chinuch comes back to explain our Rambam and our Mogen Avraham about somebody who sows wheat and barley in water. But the Maharam says it seems from the Maharam's Vachim that you're not chayav immediately, only by Pishton, because of Lisha, but by Chitim, so you're not chayav, you're only chayav after half a day or so. So what occurred after the half a day that wasn't there immediately, and why is it different to every other Zerah? Says the Mr. Sinuch, according to what we've established, we can explain it as follows. The Lashon Maharam is a toldah Zerah, it's a toldah. A toldah has to be Me'en Na'av, a toldah has to be similar to the Av Vanochim. The first component part of Melech Ezriya is what is the act of sowing, right? The farmer comes in and says, I've sown my field today. Nothing happens yet. The act of sowing is Melech Ezriya. Sowing is normally done in a field. Sowing is done in offal, in karka. It's enough of the chiddush, that which the Melech Ezriya wrote, that the actual act of sowing is the Melech Ezriya without anything having happened. But be that as it may, it's only considered an act of sowing. Not if you put it in your pocket, not if you put it on your head. If you put it in the ground, then it's an act of sowing. So the Mechas Chinuch, if you put something in water, that's not an act of sowing. So the first chelik of Melech Ezriya, that the actual Maisa Ezriya Bakarka is Melech Ezriya, doesn't have to be, it has to be a karka which is roy to grow, perhaps, but it has to be a karka. It can't be any other medium where things can grow, because that's not doma to the Av. The Av is your Zeriah Bekarka. And therefore, the Gemara of Zochim says that if you put seeds in water, the act of Zeriah, which we're discussing, the Maisa Zeriah hasn't been done. That's only if you sow in the ground. But, if you leave it there for, like the Gemara says, for my Chatzio, and you leave it in half a day, after half a day, a shoot comes out, or it begins to sprout, it begins to grow somewhat, the seed. So now, you've entered the second stage of Melech Ezriya, which is that if you allow something to take root, for example, we quoted the Yerushalmi, that it's possible to sow and have something take root on the same day. Here we have an example, you put something in water, on the very same day it can begin to take, not root, but it can begin to be matzmiach. That chelik of Melech Ezriya, says the Mechas Chinuch, the Torah has to be similar to the Av, but what is the shem of that chelik? That chelik of Melech Ezriya is taking root is forbidden in our Torah. Causing something to grow, to begin growth, is forbidden in our Torah. To that extent, it makes no difference how you cause something to begin growing. You water it. It's also a told of Zerah, says the Gemara. Or you put it in water and you allow it to stay in the water sufficient times it should begin to grow. It's also a told of what of the second component of Melech Ezriya, which is to allow something to begin, to cause something to begin growing. It makes no difference what medium you use to cause something to begin growing. So that is what the Magen Avraham says, and that's what the Rambam was particularly trying to share. Chitim u'sa'urim b'mayim, you're over, it's told as a re. It's not a halacha you would find by ground. So by ground, monoshuch, if you put it into the ground, says the Mechasim, you're over immediately. Specifically by water, it cannot be considered a tolda of the first component of Melech Zriya because water is different to earth. The only thing we can compare it to is the second component of Melech Zriya, which is allowing something to take root, allowing something to begin to grow. That is also in Melech Zriya, and doing something similar to that is a tolda of that. If you leave it in the water such time it can begin to grow, then that's a tolda of Zriya. The reason why I think this teretz and this pshat in Mon Ravon is better according to the Mechitzchinuch and according to Rashash is because according to Rashash, it's true you'd only be chayv if you leave it there for half a day or so, but then you'd be chayv for the initial putting in, because Rashash says that even when something begins to grow after Shabbat, you chayv. The Loshon of the Rambam is, and the Mon Ravon is mashma, that you only chayv at the end of the Sharia process. This fits in better with the Mahalach of the Mechitzchinuch, but normally, I'm just recapping very basically, that normally Melech Zriya, the Melech is with a Maaseh Zriya in and of itself. In addition to that, there is a second component, which is the taking root. The first component doesn't apply to water, because that's not doing it to the Av. You don't do Zriya in water. The second component, that can occur in any medium which causes growth. If you leave something sufficiently in water, that it will begin to grow, then you're over told the Zriya because of the second part of Melech Zriya. That which the Gemara Zvachim says, that you're Chayiv Miyav, that's for a different reason. That's by Zera Pishta on my flax seeds because of the mucus that comes out because of Melech's Lisha.